Our scripture reading is coming from Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Let's stand for our scripture reading. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of this word. You may be seated.
Happy Sabbath, family and friends. Thank you, Vista family, for this opportunity to break bread with you guys this morning. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen. Today we are going to talk about something I really like, and I hope you guys do too. How many of you guys like gifts? Let me see your hands. Okay, good. But before I continue, let's pray. Father God Almighty, how awesome you are. Thank you for this privilege to worship with your children this morning. Please rain down your Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and understanding. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Last month, I celebrated my birthday, and I got two of my favorite gifts, Legos. I love building them. One time I opened a set. I like to build them right away until they are finished. Legos are a perfect gift for me, and Christmas is just around the corner. Hint, hint. But do you think Jesus would like Legos growing up? I mean, he is a carpenter after all, right? In the Bible, there's a story of these three wise men giving baby Jesus three gifts when he was born. Let's go to the book of Matthew 2, verse 11. And it read, "And when they went into the house, they saw baby Jesus with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened the treasures and presented to him gold, frankincense, and myrrh." Wow, I'm sure those gifts have a deeper meaning to them. But as an 8-year-old, I don't really know why Jesus was gifted with that. But and I don't even know how to spell those gifts. I know gold, but I would sell it and use the money to buy more Legos. Okay, I'm only joking. I will use the money to pay my tuition at the academy. Okay, those three gifts are not it. I will show you the perfect gift for Jesus. What do you think it is, and who do you think can show us the gift in the Bible? If your answer is Mary, the mother of Jesus, then you are correct. Mothers know best, amen?
Amen.
Let's go to the book of Luke. What book, everyone?
Luke.
That's right. Let's go to the book of Luke. Luke 1, verse 46 and 47. This verse has been called Mary's Song. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Did you guys catch that? Did everyone see the perfect gift for Jesus? Yes or no? Okay, Papa, please give me that gift so I can show everyone what it is. Do you know what this is? This is a magnifying glass. We use this We use this to make an object appear bigger. Family, this is the best thing we could give Jesus today, tomorrow, and for the rest of our lives. A gift to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ in our soul. In school, whenever a child does something good or bad, the question that follows is, what? Whose child is that? Or, what's his last name? Our actions here on earth magnifies our parents' name, and how much more when we fully surrender our life to Jesus, when we give all the honor and glory to his holy name. What are some things we could do outside these church walls to magnify his name? Matthew 25:37-40 reads, Lord, and the righteous will answer him, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick and prison and go visit you? The Lord will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of these least of my brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Amen. Another mother said this in 1 Samuel 2:1. And it read, at that time Hannah prayed, my heart rejoices in God my Savior, in whom my horn is exalted, and my mouth speaks boldly against my enemies, as I rejoice in your salvation. Psalms 34:3 says, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. A cousin of Jesus said this in John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. There is an acronym of joy. Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. It's never about us, but Jesus. Family and friends, this is awesome. This is great news. Rich or poor, young or old, can present Jesus this gift starting today. Let us not delay, friends. Our world is not getting any better. So when we magnify Jesus, that all we can do, he will draw all men, women, and children to himself. John 12:32. This is my hope and prayer for all of us. To sing Mary's song, please repeat after me. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Friends, this is only possible because God gifted us first. John 3:16. Please say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus is the perfect gift for us, for an entire world. We love him because he first loved us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for us. Thank you for your love and mercy. Bless us now forevermore. Amen.
Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel, strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Jesus, to thy glorious throne.
The Lord does magnify everyone, does it? What a blessing, young man. I hope you keep always walking the same steps. I'm very blessed to see, Brother Ray, that you and your wife is raising a preacher. Amen. This day and age, life has become so difficult even to raise any kind of children. But to raise somebody that magnifies the Lord with his limited wisdom still, because he's still developing. He's just 8 years old. But we are very blessed that you chose to bring him to this pulpit. All right. Would you please stand? In Romans 6, 22, it says, "But now being made free from sin and having become servants of God, you have the fruit of sanctification. And the result, of course, is eternal life." Amen. Let's pray. The Heavenly Father, we ask you, please, to continue bless Jordan, bless his family, bless us as a family. Allow us, Lord, that everything we do can magnify your glorious name in our lives. Amen. Help others to see, Lord, the same Lord that we worship. Thank you so much for bringing the Philly M members here to our church and to share with us this precious gift of their presence. Amen. We ask you, please, Lord, when you come to give the reward to each one of us, allow us by your grace to be present there so we can receive not more Legos, but enough blocks to build a palace in heaven. Yes. We ask you, Lord, these blessings upon everyone that chose to worship with us today. Upon those that are also there are via teleconference, bless them in the name of Christ, we ask. Amen. Amen. Now we will sing the song which is our prayer.
Come with me, young.